You gotta like almost touch it.
You're not coming back. Oh, not yet.
Kiss it.
It's gonna sound really high. Hey guys. Thank you. You ready?
We're good.
Like this.
We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we're always featuring the best, most current stories of entrepreneurship. This is not an academic show. This is a show talking to entrepreneurs about what's going on today in today's world and the struggles and of trying to build a business. And what better market to be doing that in than in Boston right now. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm host of Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm also CEO and chairman of Mage LLC, the management consulting firm. And our next guest, Javier Massis and his brother, Serge Massis, right?
That's correct.
Get it close enough? And Shuflix, right?
It's close. Shuflix.
Shuflix. Yes. I'm sorry. The one name I didn't check out. Shuflix. Well, tell me, what is Shuflix all about?
Well, it's a leisure activity roulette. That's the fancy way to put it. But it's a reality search engine for activities, where people are looking for fun things to do. And that can range from going out to eat to going out to bowl, to having a beer, amusement park, concerts, what have you. It's all pretty much anything that you could possibly regard as fun. And what we do is we aggregate data from, a lot of sources: Eventbrite, Meetup, Foursquare, Yelp, Facebook, all these different places. Put it all together and shuffle them for you. Therefore, Shuflix.
To my personal interests.
No, we don't personalize that way. We personalize different ways. Basically, the premise is you can, of all the activities out there, if we give you a small list, you'll likely like one of them. And if you don't, you shuffle again. It's like, you're bored, you don't have any idea what to do, you want variety. That's the best way of getting variety. You won't get variety by looking for what you intended to look for in
like
the first
place.
It's
like throwing the dice. It sort of comes up different every time based upon my interest. Does it learn my interest and my patterns?
Yeah, it does by the things you've removed. So a Dunkin' Donuts show up and you don't like Dunkin' Donuts.
No, I like their cold brew now.
But let's say hypothetically you didn't.
I know.
You could just swipe left on it and you want to see it again. That sort of thing. And after a few swipes on Dunkin' Donuts, we realize you don't like the entire franchise. It's not your local branch. It's just the entire thing. So,
and does it go beyond restaurants? Does it go into activities like going to sports and things like that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have very simple categories because this is all based on research. And my co-founder can tell you more about that research, him being into neuroscience himself. But basically, it's that less is more.
So the idea is basically around you right now, there's tons of stuff going on. But the problem is, how do you find it? How do you look for it? So think of it as a deck of cards, except all the cards are hidden all around the room. And the way it is now, you have to go to every single corner in the room and find which cards you're looking for. And that represents like, okay, I'm going to go to Google now and see which cards Google will show me. I'm going to go to Yelp. I'm going to go to Foursquare. And by the end, you might have looked at every single one of all 52 cards, but now you can't make a choice because you've seen all 52. What we do is we say, okay, that's really dumb. There's no reason for you to be spending and wasting your time looking at all these things. Let's have a computer grab all 52 cards, and then we'll just shuffle them and show you five of them. And so when you only see five, you're like, oh, okay, well, this looks pretty good. Think of it as like when you go to the supermarket and you have to choose a cereal. Or maybe your kids have to choose a cereal. When there are only three options, it's pretty easy to choose, and usually you're pretty happy with what you come out with.
It's one for three.
But when there are 20 of them, suddenly it takes 10 minutes to make up your mind. And what were those 10 minutes for? You still have a box of cereal. Maybe you're even a little bit stressed out because you're like, you're late for something else. So that's basically the concept behind it from the consumer end. We're trying to simplify decision making based on how human beings actually make decisions. We're overwhelmed by options, and the internet makes it worse. And the companies that try to recommend stuff for us to do don't really take into account how we make decisions. If you go on Yelp, they'll show you 10 options, page after page after page. And you feel this obligation to go from one page to the next page to the next page because you're trying to make the most of your time. But in the end, you're just wasting it by trying to make the most of it.
So is this an app for
my
phone?
It is an app.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you making revenue from it today?
We're not at the moment, but there are planned revenue streams. Right now, basically, the idea is to get traction and then move on to leverage from those revenue streams, most of which are B2B.
Sort of in a beta test right now?
Yes. Yes. The app is in beta till we're done, you know, tweaking things to our users' liking.
You have a website?
Yes.
We do have a website.
Good. Tell me about your backgrounds.
Well, so we're the three of us, there's two of us here today, we're brothers. Serge is the oldest of us, although there is an eldest, but he's not involved in the company. And then I'm the third in line, and then the youngest is the third one in the company.
It's a family business.
It is a family business. and basically, Serge came up with the idea because he's a guy who likes to have a lot of fun, but he was really unsatisfied with stuff that was going on. He'd find out about a concert the day after it was done because it's so inefficient to find stuff to do. And if your friends don't know about it, then there's no way for you to find out until it shows up in the newspaper next day. So based on this, he said, why don't we throw the dice a little bit? And that's where the idea was born. And after that, Rolando, who's the youngest one, and I were like, hey, you know, you got to do this. We got to get on board with this. So that's when the company was born.
Interesting. And how do you divide up the roles?
Well, I'm computer science. I'm a guy. I'm experienced in programming and graphic design and a lot of things related to computers. So I managed everything from the big data infrastructure on the server side to developing the apps. Well, my younger siblings, they're both into neuroscience. He's getting his PhD in neuroscience in Harvard, and the other one in Princeton at the moment. They provided a lot of background details and also assisted in a lot of that stuff, as well as the younger one, he has a lot of interests, one of them being online marketing and branding and all these things. So he helped a lot with that. And Javier, he got a mini MBA, is it?
It was like a summer course at Harvard where you learn the basics of business. But, I mean, in essence, we're a young startup where we're learning as we go. Serge takes up all of the technical end here because he's a very experienced programmer, and my little brother and I do the rest of the responsibilities.
Are you self-funded?
At the moment, yeah. We're bootstrapping everything, but we're seeking new funding at the moment. So we've been...
Yeah, so any VCs out there. Or angels.
And you have someone representing you?
Well, we pretty much represent ourselves. We go to all these different events, you know, because we know the product more than anybody. And there are times in which, you know, we have someone help out, you know, mostly family and friends, but it's mostly us.
So when do you expect to be revenue generating?
Well, so for apps like ours, it's usually about 3 to 5 years before you become cash flow positive. In general, I mean, if you think about it, even Twitter's still losing money. but it's all about your growth, right? And
how big market presence you have.
Right, exactly. So for example, you know, Twitter is still surviving because they have a huge user base that they can leverage.
That's what I meant, right?
And so they're still making money, but based on how much has been invested in them, there's technically, you know, they haven't crossed that zero mark. But for us, we thought about this, and we came up with some revenue streams that will help us become profitable around the three-year mark because we're not just consumer facing. So for consumers like us, you know, it's great that we can make decisions much more easily. It'll be a much better use of our time, and we'll be discovering a lot of the stuff that's going on around us. But for businesses, when a consumer is overwhelmed, what that means is that they're not going to go to your restaurant. They're going to stay at home and order pizza and watch Netflix because it's too hard to make up their minds. So that, in business terms, that's called a low conversion rate. So even though they appear online, even though they're paying for advertising, people are not converting to their place. Shufflex will increase conversions because it simplifies decision making. So it eases the pain for the consumer, and it also eases the pain for the business, which means that we can also sell certain aspects of the app to businesses.
Interesting. If somebody wants to find you, Shufflex, how would they do that?
Basically, it would be going to our website or searching us in Google. We appear pretty much on every result on the first page, because there's nothing named like us. It's S-H-U-F-L-I-X, Shufflex.
You gotta say it like a phone number. It's like 1-800.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know.
It's like shuffling, but with one F.
Exactly. And with the licks from Netflix. That's an easy way to...
You know, I want to track you. You're very early stage. Would you come back in 3 months or so? Tell us how you're doing.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll get before you go today.
Yeah, and for anybody out there who wants to try it, we're very eager to get new users. And we have an in-app feedback chat. So we're constantly getting chats from people using it, telling us, oh, we love this. Or like, oh, you got to fix this. And also for any press or investors out there, so ready to talk to you.
Great. Thanks for being on the show today. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more stories of entrepreneurship after these messages.
Thanks a lot.